This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live, copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Radio Law Talk on the radio and also streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. And now, here is your host of Radio Law Talk, Mr. Frederick Penny.
You got to see what's going on during the break. We're going live TikTok, and Todd is trying to put the iPhone. He's messing things. He's breaking things. He can't figure out how to put it live. Put the little iPhone up on the little stand. So we're going live on TikTok. We said we would do it. We're going live on TikTok. Those of you who are over 50 and don't know what the word is, it's called Tick and Talk. And if your grandchildren, you can talk to your grandkids, they will tell you what TikTok is. And I've got quite the following on TikTok. I have over about 240,000 followers. I'm going to take me to a million followers, those of you who are like trying to figure out even how to turn your phone on, all right? It is not on your dial up, you know, those of you who listen. Because, by the way, those who listen to Radio Law Talk are probably age 45 to 100.
You can't get on your dial up?
No. And, Cal, I know you're one. You just started your TikTok today.
I just got my modem plugged into my phone.
This is our third hour. We do talk the law, because this is called Radio Law Talk, and we have Todd Kuhnin to my left. We have Denise Dirks. Todd's a former prosecutor with the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and now has his own criminal law practice. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And actually, you know what? I'm doing a little bit of those business interruption cases for COVID-19, and Denise Dirks is the family law lawyer in California, and that's my personal opinion, and I'm not saying this. I love Denise Dirks as a friend and as a colleague, and I've known her for years. This is, in my personal opinion, the best family law lawyer in the state of California.
There are many who agree with you. Many.
I am serious. I'm not, thank you, not trying. That is absolutely true. She is a bulldog. And you know what's funny? I tell people when they say, I'm going to go to Denise, I said, let me tell you one thing. I don't know if I've told you this. I always say one thing. If you want someone to tell you and stroke you and be sweet and make things sound good to you, wrong lady. If you want someone that's going to tell you what it's like, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how it's going to happen, that's who you want. You want the bulldog. And a lot of them like, oh, well, that's what I want. Well, you better make sure, because she's going to take it and she's going to pound it.
It's not
going to
be pretty. And by the way, here's Denise's actual cell phone ring.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Those of you are live.
I'm teasing.
But Denise is a very good friend. And we have Cal Hunter behind the glass. He's a 3-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. And we always remind him. Those of you who go to the shows like Emmy Awards, the Tony Awards, and the radio, what's the radio one's called?
The RTNDA Awards.
And when you show up, what happens to Cal when he shows up to the award ceremony, and this happened to him 3 times, Cal shows up, and they put him in the back, and he and Sweet Donna, his wife, and they ask him to put the chairs up after the end of the show. You know, Cal, you're not going to win.
Well, but here's the last time I went, the third time, this is not a true story, but the third time I went, they said, would you help us move the awards up to the stage? And I said, sure, that's very kind of you. And the guy looked at me and said, well, that's good, because you know what, Cal, that's the only way you're going to get to touch one.
So you're the Fiji girl.
Yes, exactly.
You're the Fiji girl. But you carried up the awards.
Yeah, just take up with me.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. And Denise, I always point to her, that's what?
It's 855-529-7234.
And go tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or we have an Instagram. We don't have a Radio Law Talk TikTok. We better get that pretty soon. Or go to our Instagram.
Yeah, somebody already has my name.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Cal, you had a caller that called in, had something interesting to say last hour when we were talking about the Texas lady that was the hair salon that got put in jail for 7 days and the Supreme Court pulled her out.
There are allegations that the mayor of Chicago got a post-COVID lockdown haircut. And she appeared on like The View or one of those shows via, you know, Zoom or whatever.
Right.
And she's and The View shredded her for doing it, saying it was despicable. And apparently, the mayor is alleged to have said, well, look, I'm on camera all the time. I have to look
have
my,
to get my
best.
Hair done.
Yeah. Let you people eat cake, but I'm on camera. It says like that.
Well, I don't need a haircut because I'm half bald, so it doesn't matter. My wife just used that shaver. What are you going to do this time? Oh, let's do the number 7. I get the shave. You know, that's it.
I don't think your hair is as long as a number 7.
Okay, right? Well, let's do it number 4 then.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is. My wife keeps going. Whatever is 7 the one that's the, whatever the numbers are, it's the one that you have no hair. So anyway, that's a long story.
Would be the number 1 clip cut.
Yes.
But the good news is he saves a lot of money on barber
bills. I do. Yeah. My wife's been cutting my hair since we're married. And Cal, let's roll the most important thing, case or no case.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, let's see. We've been to we went to Kansas last time. Now I'm going to take you to New York City. This is a strange story. It's been reported that sales for prophylactic devices, condoms, are way down because social distancing is taking its toll on casual sex in New York City particularly. And there are also concerns of a global shortage of condoms because of lockdowns in Malaysia, where a lot of the world's rubber is produced. But there are serious consequences that could come out of that.
That's
a separate story. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
But because condoms are used in preventing unintended pregnancy and stopping the spread of sexually transmitted infections, Planned Parenthood distributed special condoms on college campuses. This one in question is in Indiana University. The wrappers featured Coach. What are those little square deals called that you put the little, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, Todd? What are those square things that you push and it takes you off to a website, those little square codes?
The QR codes.
Yeah, they featured QR codes that when they, on the condoms, and when they pushed the QR code, it took them off to a website where they were asked to fill in a form on the details of their intimate experience. Where they were, what kind of body positioning they used, all of that. And so one first-year law student said, this seems to be an open and uninformed desire by Planned Parenthood to invade my privacy. And so she asked, case or no case? And so, Todd, I'm going to
ask... I think it's Denise first.
I did not get his eyes. Yeah. I was trying hard to avoid it.
I'm going
to
ask, is this Denise's turn for case or no case? What do you think?
I got kind of like crazy. You talked about New York City, and then you talked about another state.
Well, but this is where the condom market is apparently red hot. But in Indiana, they were handing them out free with a QRC code. If you clicked on the QRC code, it'd go, where did you have intimacy? What position did you use?
What?
I mean, all this kind of stuff like that. And so one first-year law student saw that and said, this is an invasion of my privacy. You can't do that. And that's what I'm asking. Is that a case or no case?
You put me in such a bad place.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. No.
Is that a pun?
Well,
is that okay with the FCC, that pun?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a good one.
The condom was given out, or?
It was given out to students at Indiana University.
So why would you have to do that little QVC?
I don't know that you have to, but it was on there specifically, and she thought an unbridled attempt to gather, shall we say, private information that was none of their beeswax.
I know, Fred. I'm very much frustrating you.
No, I'm not even looking at you. I'm just thinking about the condom situation.
I have to say it again. I'm sorry. I don't think it's a case.
It's a scenario, but not a case.
Yeah, or maybe not even a scenario. Maybe.
Okay, all right.
Maybe Cal was just making it all up.
Come to me, Cal. I'm ready.
The last two were cases.
I'm ready.
Okay, Fred,
bring it on.
Let's say you case. Or no.
Before you answer, just for our folks that are on Fred's Live, they can't hear Cal.
Well, tell them about it.
So the idea here is this case or no case, and Cal, behind the glass, has just asked the question, the people that handed out the condoms had Planned Parenthood had a little QR code on the handout that if you clicked on it, it took you to a website where they wanted you to answer some questions about the positions that you were in and things like that. And so a student allegedly
is sleep
invasion of privacy. And Fred is now going to give his answer, but we're coming up on a commercial break.
We got 30 seconds to go. I've got a great answer, but I'll probably forget it by the time we're done, but we'll be back.
That's how
the answer to case or no case, the question of the QR code on the condom, after this on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I'm going to quit.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop whining. You're a whiner.
That is Armadillo.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So all I heard is something about a shortage of condoms is all I know. Something to that effect.
And, well, and the point is that there are problems in Malaysia with production.
Right.
And there are casual hookup physical intimacy is going way down because of the COVID-19.
Oh, so they're not hooking up because they're worried about COVID-19.
Right. And people aren't getting together and doing that. So I kind of view
doing
that
what?
As...
What's that?
What?
You said that. You said they're not doing that.
Anyway,
wrestling.
I was kind of, I was bringing you what I thought was some pretty good news.
Okay, I know the answer.
And then we played off of that. So the Indiana, the QR code on the condoms that was gathering personal information.
Okay.
So the question is case or no case.
Okay, it is not a case because you've taken this COVID-19 thing and you knew there was toilet paper shortage, there's shortage of wipes right now, and you say there's got to be a shortage of condoms somehow. And that's what you're thinking about. There's shortage of condoms right now. So that's what you put in your little scenario. And then you took another case that's not going on, but in a scenario and tied it together. And so I figured out your little game, and you are tricking us, and this is no case, Cal.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, do you think it's a case or nay a case, as it were?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Law Talk, where somehow we managed to use the word shortage and condom in the same sentence.
Yes.
Well, I am going to say, and this is a shameless promotion, I, A Todd K on TikTok, I'm going to say
he's trying to get my 240,000 followers.
That an A Todd K type answer would involve an A Todd K type
look,
of
have you got
type
anyone,
of analysis.
I'm interrupting. So, look, do you have anyone that have joined you?
Nobody yet, but you know, I'm playing the slow game. And so this case reminds me when I was in high school, some club, and this back in the 80s, some club wanted to pass out condoms as a preventative measure. It was very controversial. And so they stapled them to the flyers, put the staple through the center of the condom, and there had to be a huge recall. Yeah, that was a problem.
Issue.
So, how'd you find out there was a hole in the condom?
Well, because it was stapled through the center of the package.
Well, now that's a secret.
That's just physics. You know, interestingly enough, they combined it with the Halloween candy industry, and the condoms were all fun-sized. But anyway, I digress. I am going to say that this is a case, but there is... I think this is going to be one of your, it's still pending because it's so new. So it is a case and we don't know how it's going to turn out yet.
Well, that's good. Once again, we have a varied group of opinions from all of the people here on case or no case. Some people say, sure, it's a case. Cal seems plausible. Others say, no case. Those of you who say it was a case, may
raise
I see, that would be Todd. Oh, well, there's one you got wrong today.
I got it wrong. It was not a case.
Yeah, I mean, I read an article about condom shortages because that's true. Casual sex less frequent during this COVID-19 thing. That's true. That was a wire service story. And then I thought, well, and I found the Indiana thing where, you know, there were allegations of, I mean,
right, Cal. I said you put two things together.
Yeah, you're right.
You made it.
Because at this university, they are handing out free condoms, but I made up the little survey. So anyway,
I should have known. They're handing them out at university, which is on lockdown, so nobody's there anyway.
Hello.
And why would they want to know what position? That's what I don't understand.
Research paper by a PhD.
I would say how many people have you, you know, these kind of things that are more research-oriented.
Yes. Well, that's just, the position question is just to...
So we ended...
It's a perk to get people to actually count the tally.
How many people are saying little
Stop
Joey?
It. Stop now.
How many people are saying, little Joey, you're not allowed to listen to this live air show?
No, we should have said that before. That, folks, is case or no case. We'll have more next week.
Driving in their car from the back seat, you hear this little voice.
Mom, that's a condom.
Let me tell you.
Yikes.
How do you top that? I mean, like, what am I going to do now? I mean, there's really nothing else to talk about.
Boy,
we could probably just end the show right now. But I just think it's time to move on to California High Court won't block COVID-19, according to Law 360, relief from immigrants. Basically, the situation there is there was an issue that came down determining whether or not that people that are immigrants that are not citizens of the United States, are they going to be able to get relief for COVID-19 and basically treatment? And the Supreme Court held, yes, they can. They're allowed to get. The California Supreme Court said that you cannot, make them sit there with COVID-19 and not take care of them. I guess that kind of works also. You can argue both sides of the story, but you can also say, what about a person here visiting?
An economic stimulus. So California said, hey, let's give $75 million for illegal immigrants living in this country who have suffered economic harm. And instead of it coming from federal coffers, it's coming from the state coffers.
Just to put a dollar figure to this, the proposal was a $75 million grant of public funds to the illegal immigrants, and when you did the math, it came down to about a one-time benefit of $500 per adult with a cap of $1,000 per household to be specifically given to illegal immigrants. And, yeah, the High Court of California said, yeah, we can't stop that.
And we shouldn't.
Yeah,
this is my problem with our double face on this. California is, some people would say, the breadbasket. You know, we have a lot of farms,
yep.
And we have big farms, and we need to have people working in the farms.
Right.
And a lot of the people that work in the farms are illegal immigrants.
Right.
Farmers try to get them here legally because there is a provision under the visa program to have them come in, but that program's put on hold right now, and you can't even apply or get that type of labor in. So I don't know. I understand why we're being protective of our illegal immigrants.
Well,
immigration
is illegal because of the COVID. Then that particular thing you mentioned was strictly because of the COVID. That was a Trump policy. No more immigration at the border to make sure we don't have people with the virus.
No, actually, Trump limited how many of those visas can be granted before he limited it because of COVID.
But I'm saying there was just a recent EO executive order where he said, stop.
True.
Stop. Very interesting. All I gotta say, you're right, it's a catch-22, Denise. You need them to work, but, you know. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the news. We got so many things. I'm going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld lawsuit. That's an interesting one. We'll be back.
What about that? That's a lawsuit about nothing. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dick Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Hi, USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mother Nature wanted to make an impression on Mother's Day weekend in what could be a once-in-a-generation May snowstorm, poised to drop snow across portions of the Northeast and New England. Snow has already begun in some areas of the Northeast, spreading into New England with snowfall rates that could be heavy at times. And the big cities along the I-95 corridor will see rain with an outside chance of wet snowflakes through Sunday afternoon. Across the interior Northeast and New England, snowfall totals could range from a dusting to 4 inches with locally higher amounts of 6 to 8 inches and isolated totals over a foot. The storm could intensify quickly enough to become a bomb cyclone by later tonight. The definition of a bomb cyclone is a storm that drops 24 millibars in 24 hours over a certain area. And then there's the widespread cold courtesy of the polar vortex. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we've totally lost Denise. We're going to completely ignore. She has, again, we've talked so much about TikTok. She's got her new TikTok. She's so excited during the break. She's playing on TikTok. She's not studying her notes, which she's supposed to be studying. Doggone you, Denise. But anyway, hey, you know what? We're going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld in a second, but there's a former long-haul trucker I got to talk about. People Magazine talks about, it's been in the news quite a bit lately, that just recently is a former Iowa long-haul truck driver. From the 1990s, they're now charging him with the murders of 3 women. From the 1990s.
And right. Now they're saying maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
You know how they got him?
Tell them how they got him. I know.
They got him off one of those sites where you turn in your DNA to get your background, like 23andMe or something
and
similar.
He didn't turn his DNA.
No, he didn't. It was a family member.
Right. And the same thing happened. Do you remember, and this was national news, California case, Sacramento, near our backyard, but it's national case about the Golden State Killer.
Yes.
And that was the same thing because, let's face it, you don't submit your DNA for this, but if your child submits their DNA.
Or even a cousin.
But for the big thing is if your child does and it comes back, well, half your DNA profile is going to be in your child, and it's pretty easy for them to do the math and to go back and find that it was you.
You know, that's why I won't do 23andMe. I got that for Christmas a couple years ago.
Are you concerned that you may find yourself liability for things that we don't know about?
I worry about my my dark family
history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you right now, these websites, I think, personally, it's a government conspiracy. 23andMe is just a way to induce people to give DNA so they can track him down. I had the same thing with eHarmony and these dating sites.
Are you serious?
They have these long... people that would make really good agents. You know, I kept waiting for the day that I got on eHarmony and I do everything and I get this thing back saying, based upon your personal profile, you have no redeeming qualities as a potential mate. However, you would make a great secret agent given your lack of empathy.
And that's from the girls that read
his
profile.
Your inability to form any long-term lasting relationship or identify with anyone.
And your boring life.
And my boring life.
And
you
the
know.
Fact you have cats.
Exactly. Well, there you go. God's little perfect killing machine.
Do we even stay on topic here?
What topic is that?
Yeah, we're on cats now. So I think this 3 hours is off topic.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when we first started? We've been on the air over 3 years, about 3.5 years now. And I still remember when we're trying to please everybody, right? And you know, at first you're like doing the show and it's, oh, we got to make it happy. But yet we want to talk serious. And we were very serious, you know. We got to talk the law. And then we started getting a little anecdotal and laughed too much. And I still remember one of our first, emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. And they said, you're laughing too much. It drives me crazy. You're laughing too much. And I was like, oh, guys, we got to make sure we don't laugh too much. Now I say, okay. Turn me off. You know, I don't care. All 7 listeners of you. Now we have 6.
Yeah, for a while.
Ha ha. Good joke, Fred. Next topic.
We had outlines.
Just let it go. Now just let it go, man.
That was from his wife that complained about the laughter.
Exactly. I just remember the very first show that I was on for Radio Law Talk, you invited me on just as a guest to talk about, I think it was doing DUI field sobriety tests, and then I talked about the marijuana stuff. But I came on, and I showed up at 8:30 on the Saturday morning for the show, and I'm wearing a suit and tie.
Oh, my God.
And when I get in here, I look around. Clearly, I have overdressed for the occasion. You know?
Look what I have, shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah,
I was wearing dresses back then because they were, at that time, we had a YouTube channel, and I didn't want to be seen on YouTube in sweats, so I was dressing up, but well.
Crazy stuff. We talked about Seinfeld.
Okay, let's talk about Seinfeld. Okay. We already know about the trucker.
So, there, you know Seinfeld's show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yes, I like that show.
Which was a successful show. Well, the director of the very first episode, the pilot episode, sued Jerry Seinfeld because he thought that he should get a bigger piece of the pie and should have been paid more, and there was an argument over compensation. So he files this case, and it went up on appeal. Seinfeld had argued when the case got started that it was late. You missed the statute of limitations for this case. You filed it too late. So that issue went up on appeal, and the appellate court agreed with Mr. Seinfeld. And the reason why is, look, the statute of limitations starts to run as soon as you know there's a dispute. Okay? And so the appellate court held that back in, now the show premiered in July of 2012, and the court found, based upon the evidence that was not in dispute, that, and even in the complaint it was listed in there, that the first time there was a known issue about compensation occurred in February 2012. 5 months before the show aired. And then it came up again a little bit later in 2012, again, before the show aired. And the court said, look, in your own pleadings, you have listed that you knew this was a dispute in early 2012. Therefore, waiting until 2018, 6 years later, to file your lawsuit, you have missed the statute of limitations. I'm sorry. Case goodbye. So Seinfeld wins. And that's what happened in that case. What's up with the appellate court?
When I first heard about this case, I thought it was the guy from England, because there was a guy from England that had a show that was very similar to Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I think it was called Comedians Talking Coffee or something. It was very similar in format and everything. And they had like a Twitter war, Seinfeld and this Englishman.
Yes, I believe his was funny people in lifts getting tea, and it wasn't quite the same. It was a bit different.
Well, it's fascinating to me how all of a sudden when something becomes successful, even something that seems like a dumb idea, like people driving around in cars getting coffee and talking all the time, when something becomes successful, all of a sudden it's like a relative who wins the lottery. Everybody's coming up and they're your buddy, or they want to sue you and get something of what you have earned or gotten. Doesn't that interest you about this case?
You have just described something that is essentially a fact of life. The only thing that I think puts this case differently is in the director, the guy who lost, the plaintiff, in his defense, he claimed that he wanted more money, and it was a dispute before the pilot episode even aired. And so this was a dispute that actually predated the success of this show, but Seinfeld was very upfront saying, no, this is how you're going to be compensated. And so, I mean, he had the claim early on. He just waited too long to file it.
Word to the wise, right? I mean,
what's
the lesson here?
Now, the thing we don't know that might be interesting to find out is if he missed the statute of limitations on the advice of his attorney.
Oh.
If his attorney failed to file the claim timely or led him to believe that he had more time than he really did, he may have a malpractice claim. If that were the case, well, I don't know. And as it stands right now.
Just interesting.
Yes.
People line up when something good happens. Yeah, right.
I'll tell you another thing that's interesting that I've been reading up on, and people have asked me about, what's going to happen with the coronavirus with lawsuits against businesses, especially the cruise lines. Well, what's happened now is the first actual lawsuit has been filed against Princess Cruise Lines, which is Carnival also. They both own each other, or one owns the other, concerning a person who died of the coronavirus. Now, people keep asking me, is this going to really pound businesses nationwide if they're getting sued saying, I got the coronavirus because your business? And I had a recent CLE, continuing education, and a bunch of us attorneys are talking about the COVID-19 and actually the business losses and that I'm kind of looking into and working with actually businesses at this point. But it's all the same. Even the lawyers are saying it. This is so new. It's coming so fast, and it came so fast that we were trying to figure it out. There's a lot of lawyers that think they figured it out. Even in the conference, this person mentions that. Oh, I think that's a good idea. So what's going to happen with these new lawsuits? I'm going to talk about it when we come back, especially about their allegations against Carnival and Princess and whether or not that's going to note and roll into other businesses. I say one thing, it's going to be hard, not all the time, to prove where you got the virus from. So that's going to be one issue. When you're on a cruise line, it's pretty easy, but all the others are going to be difficult. We're going to be back and talk more about this Carnival lawsuit from this individual.
All right, stay tuned. A lot of questions. Some people say the latest federal aid bill excludes such a lawsuit. So we'll find about that, all about that and more next on Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station where you're listening now and also on RadioLawTalk.com anytime.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. FrontSite, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's down.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Radio Law Talk is where for lunch afterward we get together and have case or no quesadillas.
What?
Nice. Oh, I'm hungry.
That's a third hour joke.
Sorry,
last segment.
Obviously,
I'm calling that a third hour last segment
yeah,
joke.
Sorry.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so back on the Carnival Princess Cruise Line, what their argument is, the lawsuit was filed in California, is that they had knowledge of passengers had COVID-19 back in February 19th. And they waited 2 weeks to notify the passengers and didn't enact appropriate sanitary precautions until March 3rd. And apparently this is one of the individuals, remember if you watched it on the news, they came to the California port and they transported them by bus to Travis Air Force Base, which is an Air Force base in California. And at the time, the guy didn't even have COVID-19. He didn't have any symptoms, and then they took him there, and then he somehow had been exposed and passed away. So the family's bringing the lawsuit about this, saying that, you know, they were negligent in the way they acted and when they knew, and they didn't act quick enough. You kind of wonder about how big this is going to go and how much And what the courts are going to do about it and what the laws are going to say about it. I mean, it's just a standard negligent case of negligence. Then, you know, what's there to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, if you take a step back and you look at what do you have to show in a negligence case, mm-hmm. what do you have to show? You have to show that obviously somebody had a duty to do something, and that they didn't breached it,
yeah.
and that there were damages as right. a result of that, right? And so the question here is, well, what was the duty of Carnival Cruise at this point?
Right. You know,
because I could see Carnival saying, well, how do you show that the damage that you suffered was because of the breach of the duty and the breach that we had? You know, what if the person that died, because it's been shown that COVID-19 cases, sometimes you can be a carrier and even be contagious before you show any signs. How do we know this person didn't have it before?
Well, no, they're arguing people did have it on the ship before in February.
Yes,
and
right.
they took their time, too much time to notify people of it. And I guess
so the question is, how do you show that is what led to the death? The damage. How do you show that?
And people are going to say, oh, that's so obvious. He died and it was on the ship. No, but a lot of people probably did have it.
So you're saying there's a cause issue.
It's a causation issue. So the question here is showing the causation. It's not impossible. It's not completely ruled out. It's just very difficult.
Right, right. It's going to be interesting to see this. There's so much of this COVID-19 stuff coming up that's just crazy. And you have an interesting...
Yeah, there's so many lawsuits. I can't believe it. And it's really kind of novel. You're talking about there's so many lawsuits for price gouging, right, because of the medical supplies and illegal profiting, that type of thing.
I can't remember. What's COVID? The name of that law? There's a law that was passed about you can't price gouge. I forget.
It's the Anti-Profiteering Act.
Yeah, but it's called something. Yeah.
What are the dates that they're talking about in this case?
And this, we're back to Carnival.
Back to Carnival Cruise.
Carnival, it was on, they said on February 19th is when the symptoms of COVID-19 occurred on a cruise to Hawaii. February 19th, they knew about it. This is these are allegations.
Okay.
They knew about it. That, and then not until March 3rd did they start enacting sanitary precautions.
Okay. And so this lawsuit can't be based on what we know about the coronavirus here as of the 9th of May, 2020. The duty, any duty that Carnival Cruise would have, would be based on what was known
right.
about it as of the 20th of February. You know, as of the 19th, 20th of February, the World Health Organization still had on their website that we doubt that this is past human-human contact. So, I mean, It's going to be, what did you know, and when did you know it, and what was even known about it at that time? It's going to be very difficult.
Because it's going so fast. I mean, they still don't know, and we're getting, what's the date today?
8th.
May 8th. We're still...
No, 9th.
It's still unknown, a lot of stuff.
But you know, you look at this, and I think, well, wait a second. The more a case is going to be difficult, the more expensive it's going to be for both sides, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be proving here and back and forth.
Experts.
And at what point in time does Carnival Cruise say to potential plaintiffs or plaintiffs that come in, you know what, it's going to cost us a lot less money if we just set aside a fund to go ahead and pay people to have this.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
That's another big area, refunds.
Exactly.
Refunds are a huge area. And business losses. Remember the last case that we talked about last week was about Gallegos and his business loss to his law.
That's stuff that I'm starting to. I've been in seminars on that issue. That's interesting.
And should you get your money back for not being able to use the golf course? Should you get your money back for not being able to use the gym?
Or your tickets for the professional game?
Or what about paying rent at a school when the school is shut down and told everybody go home? You're a college. At Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, the center at BYU, it's called the, I'm up here in the Michael Jackson estate.
You mean the Wilkerson Center?
For Peace and Conflict Resolution.
Yes, the Center for Peace and Conflict Resolution on the Brigham Young University campus, they have set up a system now for arbitration hearings for students, between students and landlords, locked in housing conflict. Because the landlords say, hey, you still owe the month, the rent, through the end of the semester, and the students are saying...
Aren't they told to go home?
Yeah, but the school told us to go home, and the reason this is interesting, it might be specific to BYU.
I like the arbitration idea.
Yeah, and this might be specific to Brigham Young University, because the agreement is these arbitrations are binding. And so the question is, why would a landlord agree to this? Why don't they just go to the courts? Because this sounds like a contract issue, right? Well, at Brigham Young University, single students who are not married, can only live in housing that is approved by the school, by Brigham Young University. And Brigham Young University has in their housing contracts a clause that says that any student can terminate the contract if, quote, they leave school due to a verified, unforeseeable, and unexpected catastrophic loss or serious illness. And so it's going to depend on how that clause is interpreted.
Of course.
If they say, and it has been interpreted different ways in the past, according to the article that I read, but if they say, yes, the pandemic falls under the purview of this contract, then the students get out of their rent. And the landlords, kind of, they're over a barrel. They have to comply with this, because if you don't, if you're a landlord and you don't, you have a 100-unit apartment complex and you don't, then you're apartment complex will no longer be approved by the school, and students can't live there.
And I feel bad for the apartment owners, too, because they've got to pay mortgages, too, so what do they do?
Exactly. So it puts them in a bind, but that's what's going to happen, and we'll see how these arbitrations pan out.
There's been a lot of suits because universities are not having in-person classes.
That's right.
So there have already been lawsuits for that. There's lawsuits about elections and whether or not they should have mail-in ballots. That's also coming up.
What kind of ballots?
Mail.
What did I say? I thought you said melon ballots.
I was like,
well, I don't know, but I'll cast mine there. What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about airline refunds?
Refunds, yeah.
Right? And canceled trips. Oh, my gosh. Business interruption. There's so many lawsuits. I mean, you know who's going to get rich because of COVID?
Who?
The lawyers.
Oh, my gosh. The lawyers get rich again.
The lawyers.
All right, Cal, with the lawyers getting rich, how should we end this?
Well, I think the wisest thing to do would be to hear from some of those lawyers with a quick take. I know we've got a little time, but that's all right. We've got about a minute and a half, so if you have a quick take, this would be
fine. Oh, they're slow, and we've got plenty of time.
I got a quick take.
Okay, do it. No, Todd?
Okay, this is my quick take. My TikTok handle is at @AtoddK.
Repeat it three times.
At @AtoddK. No, at @AtoddK.
Well, you got to tell the people how to even get a TikTok. They don't even know how to get TikTok.
Well, I'll let them figure that out. But just go to at @AtoddK. That's my quick tip.
All right.
Okay, so you have a TikTok one, too, right?
I got a TikTok one, too. We'll TikTok it today. Want to hear mine?
Yes.
When you tell your colleagues that, let's say... they're advanced in years. I don't want to say that, but they're advanced in years, and you teach them about TikTok, wait till the show's over, because they're playing on TikTok the whole time. They're not studying their cases.
And I say, at Dirk's Law, I say the theme of this day's show is Radio Law Talk does TikTok.
All right, there it is. Take us out of here then, Cal. Remember, next week, 9 to noon, we'll be TikTokers full time this week.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Radio Law TikTok today.
Oh,
see
there you
next
go.
Week. Bye.
All right.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.